Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Uttarakhand becomes the first state to implement Uniform Civil Code to establish a uniform and equal set of rules on marriage, divorce, succession and inheritance for all citizens except scheduled tribes. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address annual NCC PM rally in New Delhi today. Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal releases party manifesto announcing slew of guarantees for people of Delhi. United States suspends all foreign aids, orders review of American financial assistance. And in Men's Hockey India League, Shirachi Rar Bengal Tigers to take on Delhi SG Pipers, while JSW Surma Hockey Club to face Vedanta Kalinga Lancers at Rourkela in Odisha this evening. And now the news in detail. Uttarakhand has become the first state to implement the Uniform Civil Code, UCC, to establish a uniform and equal set of rules on marriage, divorce, succession and inheritance for all citizens except scheduled tribes. It aims to standardize personal civil laws, ensuring equal rights for all citizens. Implementation of the UCC was a major commitment of the BJP in the run-up to the 2022 assembly polls in Uttarakhand, which saw the party storm to power for the second consecutive term. We have details from our correspondent.
Uniform Civil Code stands implemented from today in Uttarakhand with the inauguration of the rules UCC portal by State Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami in Dehradun.
इसी क्षण से आज उत्तराखंड में समान नागरिक संहिता पूर्ण रूप से लागू हो गई है और इसी क्षण से उत्तराखंड राज्य के समस्त नागरिकों के संवैधानिक और नागरिक अधिकार एक समान हो गए हैं और इसी क्षण से सभी धर्म की महिलाओं को समान अधिकार प्राप्त हो गए हैं.
Thus becoming the first state in the country with a uniform civil law. It may be noted that UCC is divided into four parts: marriage and divorce, succession, live-in relationship and miscellaneous. The code sets equal marriageable age for men and women, grounds for divorce across all the religions, making time-bound registration of marriage and live-in relationship compulsory. The Chief Minister had earlier mentioned that the aim of the Uniform Civil Code is to bring uniformity in all personal civil matters that discriminate based on caste, religion, region or gender. Sakshi Singh, Akashvani News, Dehradun.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the annual National Cadet Corps NCC PM rally at the Kariyappa Parade Ground in New Delhi today. The theme for this year's rally is Yuva Shakti Viksit Bharat. During the event, a cultural program by more than 800 cadets will be performed, showcasing commitment of NCC towards nation building. Further, the rally will also witness participation by 144 young cadets from 18 friendly foreign countries. Besides, more than 650 volunteers from Mera Yuva Bharat, Education Ministry and Tribal Affairs from across the nation will also attend the rally as special guests. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has thanked the world leaders for their wishes on India's 76th Republic Day yesterday. Responding to a social media post, the French President Emmanuel Macron on X platform said, the Prime Minister said that Mr. Macron's presence last year on the 75th Republic Day was indeed a high point in both nations' strategic partnership and enduring friendship. Mr. Modi added that he looks forward to meeting him at the AI Action Summit in Paris as both leaders work together for a better future for humanity. In response to a social media post of the Ireland Prime Minister Michael Martin, Mr. Modi said that he is confident that the enduring bonds of friendship between India and Ireland, based on the shared trust and belief in democracy, will continue to strengthen in times to come. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Utkarsh Odisha Make in Odisha Conclave tomorrow at Janta Maidan in Bhubaneswar. More than 7,500 delegates, including many from 20 foreign countries, are going to attend the two-day conclave. Odisha is in all readiness to host the biggest business conclave ever. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a three-day visit to UAE starting from today. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will meet the leadership of UAE to review the close partnership between the two countries and explore avenues to further enhance the bilateral relationship. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said that the visit will provide an opportunity to advance the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries and add a new momentum to the relationship. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal will be on a two-day visit to Muscat in Oman for the 11th Joint Commission meeting from today. During his stay, Mr. Goyal will hold talks with Commerce, Industry and Investment Promotion Minister of Oman, Qais bin Mohammed bin Musa Al Yusuf. Both the ministers will hold wide-ranging discussions on trade, investment and the global economic situation. Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal today released the manifesto of the party by announcing a slew of guarantees for the people of the national capital ahead of the Delhi election. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Mr. Kejriwal promised to fulfill 15 guarantees in the next 5 years if voted to power. He said these 15 guarantees include employment opportunities, Sanjeevani scheme for medical treatment, monetary benefit of 2,100 rupees per month to every woman, and waiving of old water bills. He accused the BJP and the Congress for making false promises to the people of Delhi. Meanwhile, BJP has accused the Aam Aadmi Party of being anti-Dalit. In a press conference, senior BJP leader Sambit Patra alleged that the statue of Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar was vandalized at Amritsar in Punjab. He called this act shameful, saying that the incident reflects the current law and order situation in the state. Mr. Patra also asked the Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal to apologize. Reacting to the manifesto of Aam Aadmi Party, Congress spokesperson Asma told Akashwani News that the people have already rejected the Aam Aadmi Party as it has failed to deliver on their promises made earlier. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is set to present the Union Budget for the fiscal year 2025-26 on the 1st of next month. The upcoming budget is anticipated to unveil the government's economic priorities and fiscal strategies to deal with the pressing domestic and global challenges. In a special series ahead of the presentation of the Union Budget, Akashwani News is bringing the expectations of experts and people. Talking to Akashwani News, founder of agriculture startup Yusuf Rafiq shared his expectations. He said that the government should focus on the certification of organic farming products.
My thoughts that I want to share with the Union government regarding the budget is related to the ease of doing business, specifically ease of procuring within the organic sector. Now, I'm from Karnataka, and I'm just taking for the sake of example, there are many farmers in Karnataka who are actually producing organic food items. But the problem is they are not certified.
And now, news from the Mahakumbh. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today took a holy dip in the sacred waters of the Triveni Sangam, the confluence of the rivers Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati, in Mahakumbh at Prayagraj. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and several saints also accompanied the Home Minister in the holy dip. More from our correspondent.
One of the world's largest gathering at Mahakumbh is attracting millions of devotees from India and across the world. During his visit, Home Minister Amit Shah met several saints and seers. Mr. Shah said, "The grand gathering of Sanatan Dharma, Mahakumbh, gives the message of equality and harmony to the whole world." He said, "It is not only a pilgrimage site, but also a confluence of the country's diversity, faith and knowledge, tradition." Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju will also take a holy dip at Triveni Sangam. More than 13 crore devotees have taken holy dip in Sangam so far. The Mahakumbh, which commenced on 13th January, will continue till 26th February. With Dipendra Kumar, Aman Yadav, Akashwani News, Prayagraj.
In some international news, the United States has suspended all foreign aid and ordered a review of the American financial assistance to other countries to ensure they are efficient and consistent with its foreign policy under the America First agenda. The move comes after President Donald Trump signed an executive order in this regard. State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce said President Trump stated clearly that the United States is no longer going to blindly dole out money with no return for the American people. She said Secretary of State Marco Rubio has paused all U.S. foreign assistance funded by or through the State Department and U.S. Agency for International Development for the review. In 2023, the agency allocated nearly $45 billion in aid to 158 countries. The United States has paused sanctions and tariffs on Colombia after its president, Gustavo Petro, agreed to accept deportation flights from the U.S. following prior tensions. In a statement, the White House said the government of Colombia had agreed to accept the migrants after all, and Washington would not impose its threatened penalties. Yesterday, President Petro refused to accept deported migrants, calling their treatment inhumane, and offered a presidential plane for their dignified return. In Sri Lanka, Yoshitha Rajapaksa, the son of former President Mahinda Rajapaksa, has been granted bail by the Colombo Magistrates Court today morning. He was arrested by the Criminal Investigation Department over corruption allegations tied to a property purchase. Authorities had detained the former Navy officer in Beliata on Saturday as part of an investigation into the acquisition of land in Ratmalana near Colombo, allegedly involving 34 million rupees in illicit funds. Back home, the Border Security Force, BSF, has neutralized 5 Pakistani intruders at Punjab border and has apprehended 30 Pak nationals during infiltration from Pakistan into the Indian territory in the last 1 year, from January 2024 to January 26 this year. Additional Director General BSF Satish Khandare revealed during an interaction with media at Amritsar last evening that the force has apprehended 101 Indian smugglers, as well as during the same period. Mr. Khandare informed that the border force has also seized 301 kgs of heroin. On to sports. In the Men's Hockey India League, Sarachi Rad Bengal Tigers will take on Delhi SG Pipers in Rourkela, Odisha this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 6 in the evening. In another clash of the day, JSW Surma Hockey Club is set to face Vedanta Kalinga Lancers in Rourkela, Odisha this evening. The match will begin at 8:15 p.m. In the Open Occitane Tennis Tournament, India's Yuki Bhambri and his Croatian partner Ivan Dodig is set to face German duo of Mark Wallner and Jacob Schneider in the men's doubles pre-quarterfinals in Montpellier, France this evening. The match is expected to begin at 8:40 p.m. In the Indian Super League football, Mohan Bagan Super Giant will face Bengaluru Football Club at the Vivekanand Yuva Bharati Kriarangan in Kolkata this evening. The match will start at 7:30 this evening. Mohan Bagan Super Giant are sitting atop in the table, having won each of their last 7 home games, and will look to extend this run. On the other hand, Bengaluru FC are struggling for form as they are winless in their last 4 outings and 3rd in the standings. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 38th National Games at Maharana Pratap Stadium at Dehradun in Uttarakhand tomorrow. Various guests, including union ministers, Indian Olympic Association players and national players, have started arriving for the opening ceremony. In this sequence, Indian Olympic Association President P.T. Usha was welcomed by the state sports minister Rekha Arya on her arrival at Dehradun Airport today. The Border Security Force, BSF Punjab Frontier, is organizing the 4th edition of the Bordermen Marathon 2025 from February 23rd. This annual marathon would start from Golden Gate, Amritsar to Attari border. It has 3 categories: full marathon of 42 kilometers, half marathon of 21 kilometers, and 10 kilometers run. The marathon is themed as hand in hand with border population. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Uttarakhand becomes the first state to implement uniform civil code to establish a uniform and equal set of rules on marriage, divorce, succession and inheritance for all citizens except scheduled tribes. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address annual NCC PM rally in New Delhi today. Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal releases party manifesto announcing slew of guarantees for people of Delhi. United States suspends all foreign aids, orders review of American financial assistance. and in Men's Hockey India League, Shirachi Rad Bengal Tigers to take on Delhi SG Pipers, while JSW Surma Hockey Club to face Vedanta Kalinga Lancers at Rourkela in Odisha this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.